Fred Film Radio from the 76th Venice International Film Festival, Italy.
Fred Film Radio, I'm Matt Micucci from the 76th Venice International Film Festival, and I'm delighted to be here in the presence, in the company of Andrei A. Tarkovsky. Thank you very much for joining us. Presenting a film on the great filmmaker and his father, Andrei Tarkovsky. And it's called Andrei Tarkovsky, A Cinema Prayer, which I loved it. So first of all, congratulations. It's really a heartfelt tribute that I truly appreciated as a fan of Tarkovsky.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
But as an icebreaker, I thought, because so much of the film revolves around memories, well, memories especially, I wanted to ask you just a thing that's more related to your life, perhaps. What is the first memory that you remember? Just, it can be any. It doesn't even have to be of your father.
Oh, yes.
This is an unexpected...
Well, somehow it related to cinema, because one of my earliest memories and my strongest memories, maybe it's not the first one, although it's the being on the set of The Mirror, and I'm maybe 3 years old, and they were putting on fire the barn.
Oh.
And that was actually very strong. It's the sequence is in the movie, and I was sitting under the camera and being there, seeing this fire taking place and this building burning was a very strong memory for me. It was one of my maybe more strongest memories.
That's a fascinating memory too. It makes me think that you were used to being on set right away, early in life, because my follow-up question would have been, when did you realize that your father made movies for a living?
Yeah, since the beginning, it was always... was always present and working and home, and his cinema was his life, and his life was cinema. He never separated. He was keep working and home. All the people were coming, and writers, script writers, actors, rehearsing and working, eating, drinking all together. So it was very nice atmosphere, artistic, profound, and very... I had a great fun as a child being in there.
I hope you will pardon the obviousness of the question, but coming from a line of poets... I'm very interested in even, you know, if you could tell me a definition that you have of for poetry, and perhaps what role does poetry have in your own life?
Yes, of course, I'm greatly influenced. Like, my father was very greatly influenced by Arseny Tarkovsky, my grandfather. His my father's films are greatly continued. Somehow it's... they flow out of poetry of Arseny. There's this strong artistic legacy between them too, which I wanted to underline in the movie. That's why they're his poems. Actually, they were written for the script for The Mirror, but they didn't. My father didn't choose them finally for the film. They were left out. But and when I found them out in the archives, I said, okay, that is fundamental to underline this poetic legacy. So that also makes part of his poetic vision of the world and of cinema, of art. And somehow, gave me a little hint of it and transmitted something. And of course, there's something that lives with you and you have to live with.
Yeah, keeping those legacies alive, though, is also, to me, a work of art in itself. A lot of the material from the movie comes from the archive, from an archive that you have been looking after for some time, right?
Yes, it's more than 20 years I'm working on his archives that we've gathered all in Florence. It actually is very exciting work. You know, there's so many interesting documents and manuscripts, diaries, working diaries. It's like being in an artist's kitchen, you know, a laboratory. You know. And it's always fascinating to find so many interesting new things that I pulled out for this film, like recordings, audio recordings, which were more than 900 hours that I went through a couple of years, and then finally edited in this 1 hour and a half film.
It's wonderful work of curation as well that must go behind the scenes. But just so... the listeners may not know this, but why is the archive specifically in Florence?
Yes. Well, when my father remained abroad, he decided not to return to Soviet Union. He was in Italy, and he chose Florence as a city of election for his residence because he was very well received there. He was given an apartment, and for him, Renaissance, Italian culture, and Florence meant a lot. His idea was to make a cinema academy in Florence. where he wanted to teach, and not only cinema, but just his vision of art. So that's why it seemed to us natural to move all his archives, his materials there, and to keep them there.
So let's get into the film a little bit more. One of the things that perhaps differentiates this film from other films, many other films of the kind that maybe pay tributes in respect to artists, not necessarily only filmmakers, is that in this film, you almost let, you know, the artist himself speak about his works, about his thoughts, about art in general, poetry. And of course, you've got his words spoken, but also you have the images too. Now, that of course is a defining feature of the documentary. And of course, it must have been a specific choice, right?
Yes, right, of course, because that was the idea, to put the audience in front of Tarkovsky, to make them meet again after 30 years of books and documentaries and works written about him. It's nice to return a little bit to the source, to meet again and to hear his voice. And I think it's very powerful tool also to make a young generation to approach his art, his cinema. And
yeah, I absolutely think that he is one of, still to this day, one of the most popular world cinema directors. Actually, I believe that Brad Pitt, in our interview for Ad Astra that we did in Fred, he actually referenced Tarkovsky's work as a possible influence for the film that he was in. So there, his name always pops up. But I did want to ask you as well, and about the specific choice, use of the word prayer. Can you just tell me a little bit about that?
Yes, actually, that phrase, which I found out in the archives, listening to the material while editing the movie, and it was so strong and so powerful. Actually, he never said it. He said it twice in the two interviews which I used. And I said, okay, that's it. That is the phrase that actually defines perfectly his meaning of art and of cinema. Well, cinema prayer, but it could be also art as a prayer in general. But he was a filmmaker. He loved cinema, and he believed in, like, that cinema is a great art and has a completely separate and self-independent and important. So, and this religious approach, to sacrificing himself, giving, offering, you know, life as an offering of an artist to the other, to other people, is fundamental. So that was the message of his life, that was his, and that what I was trying to transmit in this movie, you know, to show him what he was as a person, as an artist, as a human being.
Right, and if we consider the, you know, in his words and in the images, the spirituality that they seem to evoke, and I actually see in this documentary that spirituality reflected in the tone. So that is, of course, much to the credit of the way in which the movie is put together, in which pacing just really draws you into a really great atmosphere. So what was the process there? I mean, can you maybe describe it a little bit?
Yes, of course. Because we were using also the films, his films, parts of his films, they, of course, gives you the path, you give the rhythm and the tempo of the whole movie. You cannot you enter in a certain room, certain atmosphere, and certain vision of the things, and then it was natural to follow this rhythm, not to force it. And so I worked with Michael Zhilovsky, who was the editor of Sacrifice as well, and he's a great director of editing. So he knew my father, and for us it was very nice, and almost going back in our memories to that period when my father was alive. And this wasn't even work, it was something that we can call like a little amar chord, and returning back in our memories.
For you as well, obviously, there was a personal element to the work as well.
Absolutely, I wouldn't be able to do anything when I can't put anything personal. So of course, I wasn't making this movie thinking that I have to do a certain purpose of education or whatever it could be. It was my tribute, which I felt to do in that moment, and finally I thought it was the right moment to do. And then of course, if the people like it and enjoy it, can understand, it's a great joy for me, of course.
Well, now that heartfelt tribute is out into the world, and I thank you for it as a fan, and but also just thank you very much for joining us, because it was a great conversation. Best of luck.
Thank you very much.
Thanks a lot, and this is Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.